You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Hello, it's Radiothon and it's Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence at 3CR 855 AM. It's just gone 9 AM and we're going to start with an acknowledgement of country. We are broadcasting to you from the stolen lands of the Kulin Nation of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people. What an interesting time it is when it comes to First Nations justice, over 600 deaths in custody. This show acknowledges that sovereignty was never ceded. That has massive ramifications that we all need to think deeply about and then listen to First Nations people on how we can then act to support them. And this Radiothon, don't forget to share some love for our First Nation presenters, whether that's Cheryl Lee, Robbie, Kieran, Gav, or Uncle Taljim. Let's go to the show sting and we'll get stuck into our Radiothon episode.
Slums in some metropolitan centers are coming down, condemned by forward-looking civic governments. Down are coming the bad living conditions that produce bad citizens.
The practical uses of asbestos are very numerous. At least 18,000 articles are made of it.
In the spring, the nature-loving Australian goes bush. The wife washes and the dishes dry themselves.
It's a serial pest.
Cities within cities, scientifically planned and built, where a man and his family with a small income can live with comfort and dignity as investments in democracy.
Yes, your fortnightly Friday morning meditation on killing lawns and kicking fences. And we're a show all about community, our local cities and suburbs, and how we can build and make a more equitable society in our communities. And we are going to jump straight into a phone call this Radiothon episode with Jaxa. Jaxa, are you there?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi, would you care to introduce yourself and the groups that you're calling with today?
Hi, good morning. My name is Jaksha. I'm from Wurundjeri land, but live in West in Mount Atkinson. I work at Mount Atkinson Advocacy Forum, and I've been also doing a little work jointly with Better Buses. And we live in, it's not a suburb, but I don't know if you've heard about Mount Atkinson.
I have, but why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your particular issue? I heard you speak at a forum that was held with yourself, Better Buses, and some other community groups about public transport in the West and improving it. But let's hear a little bit about your area's particular issue.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So we live in a suburb which is quite commonly known by everyone now, Trognina. But Mount Atkinson is at the edge of Trognina, which is a border between Melton Council and Wyndham Council. And so because we are at the edge, so when we say someone, we live in Mount Atkinson, they just, we live in Trognina, they just assume we are at the centre of Trognina, which is where all the growth is happening, and, you know, there are lots of new estates coming up. But if we book an Uber or order Uber rates or do something, they actually don't realize we live more closer to Deanside or Caroline Springs. And so what ends up happening sometimes is when you order something on Uber, or even if you're booking Uber to get back home, people just decline because, oh, where are you taking us? Because it's like there's this massive land between Trognina South and Trognina North where there is very little development. And so when you pass through that, people just think that, oh, you're going to some different place and this is wrong on the maps. Until a couple of years ago, some of our local ministers also were not aware of where we are, because they would confuse us to say, what are you saying? You don't have public transport in Trognina. And we're like, no, we don't, because our suburb is called Trognina, whereas it should be identified as Mount Atkinson. So our council has identified it as a ward called Mount Atkinson, and there is a lot more awareness of it compared to what it was 3 years ago. But it's all thanks to the advocacy of the local people over here who moved over here. But we don't, our nearest train station is 7 kilometres away, which is Rockbank. And then we have Caroline Spring train station, which is just under 10 kilometres. But we don't have a bus. And when we moved here, there was no school within our estate as well. The school just opened this this year. But if we, for example, if we don't have a car and we have to go to the train station, we're reliant on Uber. And so we had to do a lot of advocacy, and finally there was a bus announced which starts end of June sometimes. But that's a bus, which to me is a drop in the ocean. Because
for almost an entire suburb, really, because you're basically like an extra, like an extra suburb that's not really acknowledged. And that's, I mean, that's awful. And one of the things people can do, looking at the Better Buses information on online, is you can see that there are total dead spots, and Juxa is one of the people in a complete dead spot where there is just a complete barren wasteland of no public transport. And so Juxa, the Better Buses campaign is, I'll remind listeners what that is. It's a campaign to rejig the bus networks so that all of the West gets coverage, a grid system where the buses arrive at the bus stops every 10 minutes so that no one has to wait more than 10 minutes, and that the entire West gets serviced rather than the strange squiggly lines that people are so familiar with all over, well, Australia, actually. It is pretty much the same bus system all over Australia. And so this system would help people like Juxa. It would be a start. There's more to do, and that came up in the forum. But it would be a way to help spread and make the public transport more equitable, which would hurt, which would help working people like yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a mum. I've got a young daughter to care for, and the only reason I wake up at 5:30 is that I have to make some hard choices, not just looking after my daughter's lunchbox, but also figuring out what is my way to the work, because it takes us 35 to 40 minutes to reach Caroline Spring train station in traffic. And Rockbank train station, the car park is full by 7:30. I can't go at 7:30 because I have to drop my daughter to school. And so after I drop her to school, if I'm going, which many parents have to, the traffic is a chocker.
Hmm.
And so to reach Caroline Springs, it's at least 35, 40 minutes. And then there's a 25-minute train. And then I don't work in the city. I have to go to Richmond. So another 15 minutes. It's a 90-minute drive. End-to-end, which is no different than driving a car. So
yeah.
I'm like, I have to make some hard choices at times. Like, should I just drive to work or should I rely on public transport?
Yeah, and that's awful. And no one should be making that decision. And I imagine you weren't even able to make benefit of free public transport because you had no public transport to use.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I know, we could use the train, but to get to the train, you still have to use your... reliant on cars.
Has any, so how is the Labour, do you have a local, is your local member Labour?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's your local member's name?
Luba Gregovich.
And how have they met with you?
Luba has always been available whenever we've reached out to her for help.
Mm-hmm.
She's acknowledged our issues. She used to have a quarterly meteor representative connection with Luba. So she has always turned up. We always invited state, federal, and council members. And the only one who's consistently come and responded has been our state Labour MP. The only challenge is one MP cannot influence the entire cabinet.
Yes, because they all vote the same. And if Labour decides yes, then all their votes go yes. If they decide no, all their votes go no.
Yeah.
So we are trying to grab them by the collar and shake them and tell them this would be a really good idea. Something I noticed when I was at the meeting is that migrants and people of colour were leading the charge on this issue. And I think that's important to note that you are part of the community and you are contributing to our community. And if we get a better bus network, you know, white Australians who may be turning to One Nation can actually might get an improvement from having people of colour and migrants in our communities.
It's a very hard topic for me to comment on.
That's okay. But I just wanted to comment on that because I just saw so much diversity there on the day and I thought that that was really great. And I just think in this time of the rise of One Nation and the awful racism that exists and has existed since invasion in this country, that we need to call out this racism and challenge it and welcome the people who deserve to be here and are part of our country. So, Jaxa, we have a rally coming up next week.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about this Transport Justice Rally?
Yeah, so Mount Atkinson Advocacy Forum and Better Buses have jointly organised a public transport justice rally. So in order to prep for this rally, I was doing a bit of research of mapping the, you know, a metro reline on the map and seeing the Werribee line, the metro line, the Wyndham line or the Tarnit that connects to Deer Park. What are the key shopping centres and key areas in the West, like you have DFO Essendon, you have High Point, you have Werribee Plaza, and then you have, I guess, Victoria University, or there are a couple of university campuses in the West as well, and there are hospitals, Sunshine Hospital, Footscray Hospital, Melton Hospital upcoming. And I'm looking, which of these key hotspots are connected via a bus, and guess what? There isn't good connectivity. It's all piecemeal. There are some point-to-point bus connections.
Yeah. And we know hospital parking's terrible.
Yeah. I know not everyone's going to use a bus to go to a hospital, but I feel like giving that option and connectivity is important.
Yes.
Like if I look at the GP clinics, like the, I would be looking at key GP clinics. Even there's a new law center come up in Werribee. If I look at those public spaces, I would hope you have better bus connectivity.
Mm.
My other thing, which I had to just could not avoid myself doing a comparison, but if I look at Chadston or Doncaster or Southland, they have bus interchanges as part of their shopping centres. And when I look at High Point, there is no bus interchange. When I look at DFR Essendon, it's a common shopping centre spot. There is no bus interchange.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is very common, particularly in new suburbs. I've noticed there's just terrible bus connections to essential services and shops. And that's a really good point. So I think the rally is on next week at the on the 18th.
Yep. Sorry. Thank you. Remind me for
That's
bringing
okay.
back the rally. The rally is next Thursday, 18 June at 12 noon at the Parliament steps.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, there are cupcakes for the supporters. So if you come and support the rally, you get a little sweet treat for contributing and doing a good job as a citizen.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And everyone, please head down next Thursday to this rally. We really need numbers if we're going to make this change. And, you know, if we are successful in this campaign for the West, then people will see that public transport can work. It can be functional, a viable alternative to the car lifestyle, and then we can spread that idea and we can continue to build and build, and that would develop hopefully a beautiful public transport service. Did you have any final comments, Jaxa, before we go?
No, I really hope if you live in the West, or even if you live in the East but more keen to support about public transport in the West, please, please come along to the rally. We need numbers, as numbers speak a lot when it comes for change.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you for having me. Bye.
No worries. Bye.
So what about this? Do you feel confused when you watch the news because they talk about places and things that you feel like you don't really understand?
Would you like to feel certain about the state of the world and your position in it? So would I.
Would you like to know more about niche issues that your friends don't know what you're talking about? Tune in to Uprise Radio to pump opinions directly into your brain that you can then share without request to your friends.
And you'll be left with incredible clarity and moral purpose.
Tune in to Uprise Radio to come on a journey of discovery and learning as we navigate the complicated world of geopolitics and other politics. Tune in to Uprise Radio with your hosts Koshin and Zan, 5:30 p.m. on the first, third, and sometimes fifth Wednesday of the month.
Tune in or else.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
And welcome back. It's Radiothon episode. Before the break, you were hearing from Jaxa just a little bit about what's happening out her way, Mount Atkinson, Truganina, and public transport issues. Don't forget to turn up to the Public Transport Justice Rally next week by Friends of the Earth Better Buses Collective. That's 12 a.m. I think that was at Parliament at Thursday, or State Library. I will have to double check that in a second. But in the next rest of the episode, right up until 10 a.m., we're raising money for this beautiful, wonderful, community-owned and community-controlled station. I had the pleasure of jumping on Green Left this morning and talking about this, but did you know that this is your station, your voice? And that's just not a slogan, that's actual reality. You know, Instagram, Facebook, it's owned by the Zucker person. And, you know, X is owned by Musk, and this is corporately owned platforms, right? How much of the Australian media does Murdoch own and the other media moguls own? You pretty much can't escape it. Even when you look at the ABC or the SBS, their boards and everyone, you've got card-carrying political parties, you've got journalists who've had careers in the Murdoch press and come with that bias. And, of course, you have that incredible thing called the manufacturing consent. Well, that's the book. But basically it describes a lot of censorship, in particularly self-censorship. It's a big one. And the filtration that happens through establishment media so that we basically are fed propaganda through the majority of most media services. But 3CR is community owned and community controlled. So it's our voice. And we don't have to worry about that. The only thing that we have to think about when we're on the air is, you know, basics of not being defamatory and swearing and some of that stuff. And of course, minding our own self-censorship. Sometimes I'm on here and I'm like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say that. I'm like, wait, no, I can say that on here. I can say things like free Palestine on here. I can say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. I can say always was, always will be Aboriginal land, land back. Chuck the turd, as Uncle Robbie says. I can say these things. I can say down with capitalism on this show. You know, I can say smash, smash the system, smash fascisms and smash the fascists. I can say all that on this show and not have to worry about executives crying and freaking out. So I've already got a few donations before the show even started. Well, thank you so much for those people. We have a very generous donation from Anonymous. I think I know who Anonymous is, but for you, it's Anonymous. $102.69. Thank you. A nice donation from Anne Stanley, my former co-host of Local Food Connections, a great 3CR program if you are into permaculture, growing your own food, all kinds of things related to food and community-controlled owned food like this, the beautiful radio station. So that's on a Sunday, I believe, and it's at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. And if you like gardening, you should tune in earlier as well to catch the gardening show at 7:30 on a Sunday. So thank you very much, Anne. I also have a generous donation from Lou and a nice donation from beautiful Fiona York of Housing of the Age Action Group and fellow committee of management director. We're both on that for 3CR. And I have a beautiful, lovely donation and a beautiful message from Kelly Whitworth. Kelly, thank you so much. I think she wants me to read this out. I'd like to pledge $25 to Amy on Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. Amy is a very sweet broadcaster who really cares about the issues she presents, and she really cares about 3CR community and its history. She's a great advocate. Keep up the great spirit, Amy. Lots of love from Kelly at the Homeless Persons Union Victoria. I love you too, Kelly, and you guys at the Homeless Persons Union are incredible. You have already broken through into the mainstream media in a relatively short amount of time and gotten your issue to the ears of the people. I am so excited for you to have a show on 3CR later this year. It was so exciting to have Kelly and Lainey on the show. It was also really exciting to meet Lainey because Lainey was homeless as in her teenage youth, and two transgender women, I think this was in the 70s or the 80s, I'll have to check with Lainey sometime, looked after her, kept an eye out for her on the streets. And I think that's an incredible story that we've got to document here at some point on 3CR, because unfortunately we don't know where those women are or if they're alive. And unfortunately a lot of trans people living on the streets for most of the 20th century did not make it. So I think that's an incredible story and thing that just happens here at 3CR when you meet the beautiful people that are out there. How are you? How are you good? How are you doing? Have you been enjoying the mushrooms? I have been enjoying the mushrooms. I've been going on walks with my dog. Finally, we've been getting rain. It was pretty dry earlier in the year, and there's all these mushrooms popping about. I hope you're getting out in the sunshine, enjoying some fresh air, having a lovely time. If you would like to donate to this brilliant radio station, you can call right now. You can call 94198377. You can also call 94190155. Both those numbers work. If it's hard for you to hear and put them down, you can go to the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au, and at the bottom of the page has the numbers written out. You can also text in, say hello, at 0488 809 855. I'll give you those numbers again. I'll just give you one of the phone numbers to be less confusing. 94190155. 94190155. And to text, 0488 809 855. Like our radio signal, 855 AM. And if you are keen to, if you're keen to donate online, you can go to 3cr.org.au/donate, or you can go to our Give Now page, which is not, I can't see it because the computer is being funny. But if you look up the community 3CR Give Now on your search engine, it will pop up. It'll be the Community Radio Federation page, and there you can find the Kill Your Lawn page. But whatever, just send 3CR your money. Doesn't matter if you donate in the name of my show or another show, it all goes to 3CR, and that's what we want at the end of the day. Okay, so I have been a little distraught recently. I would say grieving. I think if you're someone, particularly if you're femme or a woman, you might be a little sad if you watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer at some point in your life. Because if you had a bad dad, then Giles was someone that meant something to you and held a special place in your heart. Giles the Watcher, that was like a beautiful father figure to Buffy. And I'm genuinely feeling it since hearing the death of Anthony Stewart Head. I don't like celebrity culture. I don't like praising some cis man, blah, blah, blah. But turns out he was actually an all right dude. And for some reason, just being a lover of Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, I'm genuinely affected by the actor who played Giles' death. And so I'm going to play some of the songs from the musical episode today, which is their Once More With Feeling episode. So this is to all the Buffy fans and Giles fans. But turns out he was a decent dude. And as a British person and British actor, he was pro-trans. And there's a story that's gone viral of him meeting up with a trans boy who'd been doing it tough in the UK, as most trans kids do, and hung out with him, helped him with writing and all kinds of creative projects, basically just donated his time and support to support this kid. Now, it's the kind of thing that, I don't know, there's nothing special about him, you know, over other people doing that same thing. But, you know, at least it's a British person showing some, who's have fame and power, showing some love for the trans community. So that's something. But blah, 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 celebrity culture, boop, boo-hoo. Let's listen to him, Anthony Stewart Head, singing the song Standing from the Buffy musical, Once More With Feeling.
You're not ready for the world outside. You keep pretending, but you just can't hide. I know I said that I'd be standing by your side, but your path's unbeaten and it's all uphill. And you can meet it, but you never will. And I'm the reason that you're standing still, but I
wish I could say the right words to lead you through this land. Wish I could play the father and take you by the hand. Wish I could stay, but now I understand I'm standing in the way. The cries around you, you don't hear at all, 'cause you know I'm here to take that call. So you just lie there when you should be standing tall. But I wish I could lay your arms down and let you rest at last. Wish I could slay your demons, but now that time is past. Wish I could stay. You're stalwart, standing fast, but I'm standing in the way. I'm just standing in the way.
Oh, I'm so sad about his death. Oh, well. In case you've just tuned in, that was Anthony Stewart Head from as Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the musical episode Once More with Feeling. Rest in peace. You're listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. We're raising money today for this beautiful, wonderful diamond in a Olympic-sized swimming pool of fecal matter that is the Australian media. And that is 3CR Community Radio. And you can donate. Yes, you can. And you can do that by either sending a text to 0488 809 855, or 9... Oh, you might be from another state. So 0394190155, or by heading to the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au, or by heading to the 3CR Community Radio Federation Give Now page. Why do you love 3CR? I love it. It's the main thing that I do with activism in my life. Yes, I'm involved in Better Buses. I am also involved in some other activities in activism world and some other groups here and there, but mainly I'm here for 3CR. I do this show. I used to do Local Food Connections with Anne, as I mentioned before. Please again, show Anne some love this year. And also, I'm on Stick Together, the workers' stories and union news program that is broadcast nationally across the community radio network. And yeah, 3CR, what can I say? It's a great place. I feel like everyone here is a family. It's pretty magical walking in here and hanging out. When you're at 3CR, you meet so many amazing people. The other presenters, we're all very friendly and have great chats. And yeah, it's just a really lovely place. And I hope that we help you. I hope that we give you something that is, whether it's just something different when it comes to the media that you get out there, or whether it's just a companion on the radio or podcast, wherever you listen to us, that we make your lives a little bit better and that we bring you the topics you want to hear. I'm pretty excited to keep bringing you Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. I've got a number of urban wasteland survival guides ready to go. I'm going to do one on winter. There's not much to say about winter. We really just need housing with good insulation, but there are a few things like insulating your body with clothes. I highly recommend hot water bottles. They are incredibly good. And also making sure you have enough bedding to stay warm. If you're cold in your bed, think about where you're feeling cold. If you're thinking you're feeling cold below yourself, then you probably haven't got enough insulation from your mattress. Or if you're feeling cold from above yourself, you might not have enough insulation from your bed sheets. So that's my basic tips to you, but I've done some research as I usually do, and we'll do a more thorough, in-depth one in a later episode. I played a little Uprise Radio promo. I'm excited to have Koshin come back on the show soon. They are a great program that also deserves your attention and listens. They are in an interesting slot, first, third, and sometimes fifth Friday of every month. But if you can't listen to their show, you can always catch up with them on the podcast. And yeah, I've got a few more interesting things coming up. I've also got a cool stall plant too. Well, three people, and I think two stalls. We'll see how it works out. For the 3CR Community Day, we've got a Kill Your Lawn stall with Basalt Buddies and Urban Gorillas turning up, if you remember them from previous episodes last year. They are going to be manning a Kill Your Lawn stall, and I believe Basalt Buddies are planning on bringing some indigenous plants, so please bring some dosh to acquire some beautiful endemic species. They always have the good stuff. And Friends of the Earth, of course, Better Buses Collective will be there as well, so you can learn about their campaign and how you can better support them. Well, I should say us, because I'm also involved. And I highly recommend you getting involved if you live in the West. I don't live in the West, but I care about public transport, and I care about fighting for better public transport, because much like Medicare, it gives people a taste of what could be. It's incredible to have free healthcare like we do. And the government of the day, whichever government it is, has never been able to just completely take it away. It would be an outrage. It's a bipartisan thing that if you try and take Medicare away from your voters, they will be mad at you. I remember when Christopher Pyne was trying to take a real shot at Medicare, that a number of Liberal voters were really upset about it. And so this is going, oh, Jesus, that's almost a decade ago now. Was that Julie Bishop? I remember her seat was quite anxious about it. And so that's Liberal, right? So people know how good it is once they have it. So what would happen if we had a grid system, a successful, functional, equitable public transport system in the West, which enabled people to actually have a better alternative or a comparable alternative to driving their cars? What would happen? Word would spread. People would be interested. People would reconsider public transport. People would start using public transport. And then other parts of Melbourne and Victoria would want this same system. And then we grow that system, we bolster it, we put in other things that can help support it. One of the people raised at the conference that I was referring to earlier were minibuses to help with older people, people with prams and stuff to make shorter trips. And of course, free public transport should be. We shouldn't have private companies involved in a public good. It should just be publicly owned, and it should be a public good for all that is a viable replacement to cars, because we need it. We need it for the climate crisis. So even though it's a reform that we can continue to battle and push for an agenda that's far more left-wing and that benefits everyone, which is what people don't understand about left-wing policies, is that they're just about the common good for everyone. The right-wing policies are quite simple. It's about making sure that those with the wealth and power maintain their wealth and power, which is why when we had that incredible campaign recently, national campaign to tax gas, it failed. It didn't fail because of the immense amount of money and support that it had. It failed when the budget came because the government don't work for us. The government works for the wealthy, the rich and powerful. It's not even the 1% technically. The 1% would include people who aren't even, like billionaires are less than 1%. The people who are actually pushing this and making, well, and run our society basically, are a very small minority. So that's why it's worth fighting for, and we can push through bigger societal change through these smaller campaigns. So I think we're due. Wait, before I go to another song, it is Radiothon. Please donate. It's 0488809855 to text and to call our lovely people here. It's 94190155 and you will help us raise lots of lovely money for this station. We've already gone quite a bit of money. We were over 20% of the way there. And so, yeah, let's go. This is, so I'm building up to something here. So you're now going to hear Tara from Buffy. Tara in this musical episode of Buffy. She's going through a thing with her partner, Willow. And she sings a song called Under Your Spell, They're Witches. It's a whole thing. She's a really good singer, this actress. What's her name? Amber Benson. And then she does a duet with Giles, who's the one I'm grieving at the moment. So we're going to hear Under Your Spell and then the duet with Giles, which is the song we heard before with Under Your Spell. So it's Under Your Spell and Standing merged together in a beautiful duet. So let's hear those two tunes.
Believe me, I don't wanna go.
wish I could say
That was Anthony Stewart Head and Amber Benson singing together as Tara and Giles in Buffy. Thank you, Vito, from Radio Filef. Thank you for the lovely message. Thank you, Gigi. Thank you for your wonderful donation. And yes, I am grieving the loss of Anthony Stewart Head because I am confused and I must have some sort of relationship with a fictional character in my brain, which is Giles, you know. He was such a great, great character and also hunky, let's be honest. Giles really was a sexy fuddy-duddy. And, you know, people say Angel Spike, you know, who do you prefer? No one ever considers Riley, of course, you know. But Giles, you know, the answer is Giles. And technically, he's younger than Angel and Spike. Angel and Spike, way older than Buffy. Very creepy. It would also be creepy if Giles dated Buffy's, but he's not a creep. That's why we like him. anyone who hasn't seen Buffy is like, what is going on? It's pretty timeless. Some things haven't aged well. There's definitely issues in some episodes, particularly the Thanksgiving episode. But, you know, that's how it is. So Kill Your Lawn, Kick Your Fence, what's this show about? Well, today it's about raising money for 3CR, which is, the number is, for texting, it's 0488-809-855. For TalkBack, it's 94190155. And you can go to the website to get the same information or to donate at 3cr.org.au/donate. Or you can head to our Give Now page, which is a crowdraiser for 3CR Community Radio, Community Radio Federation. And you can find Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence there, but doesn't matter. Give your money to 3CR. That's what we care about. We care about money going to 3CR. Now, I have a message to the podcast listeners, if you've made it this far. Not sure how interesting a radiothon is to podcast listeners, but I know there's a fair few of you out there. I know that on average, my podcasts have got quite a few listens. So I'm expecting you guys to donate a little bit of something by the end of the month. It would be really appreciated. It's not going to me. I'm not getting any of the money. It's to keep the incredible project that 3CR is going. And it is an incredible project that has lasted 50 years. It is an incredible achievement of the left to keep this project going for 50 years. To have voices like Uncle Robbie Thorpe. I mean, what a legend. He's all over the news at the moment with his court case. But not just Uncle Robbie. There's been a lot of amazing presenters here over the years. I actually really like Marissa with Doing Time. I love that program. I also really respect Giselle Hanna and how professional and, like, good her programming is. I love all the Breakfasters and I love you all equally. We have so many great programs, it's hard to pick ones. All the national programs are so incredible. I love the feminist programming we have here. We actually have feminist programming, and we have feminist programming that includes a Marxist perspective as well, which I feel like is really lacking in the podcast realm and in, like, general media. Like, I'm seeing lots of podcasters at the moment interviewing Sarah Wilson about her new book, and she's talking She's given really disappointing points, and I don't think she can think outside the realms of capitalism and just talking points that I'm like, this is bad. This complex systems collapse thing, that this is some sort of cycle that keeps happening. You know who else has made similar arguments but without the term complex systems collapse? Jordan Peterson, Steven Pinker, Camille Paglia. They all had this sort of rant before and on Rome. So it's like, what is this? Is this the same thing dressed up? I got to read that book and work out what the hell she's saying, because what I've seen so far, I'm not liking, to be honest. I think, you know, when people say things like, oh, the go net zero and stuff was a utopian pipe dream, I'm like, well, you sound like someone who never realized that the issue is capitalism, right? I mean, I like to put on lots of hats. There's lots of hats for understanding an issue, whether it's anti-racist, feminist, disability justice, Marxist, whatever, queer rights, transgender justice, whatever. But when it comes to why things haven't happened, it's not because, as she says in one of her interviews, it's we didn't have enough minerals and didn't have enough metals and the fossil fuels created needed to make them. It's not because of that. Think back to Tony Abbott. Was it 2012, 2011 when he became prime minister? There was an incredible opportunity to have an incredible solar system, publicly owned solar system. There was incredible talent in Australia at the time to have great solar, public solar, to be a world leader in solar. Now, a lot of that talent got looked over because Tony Abbott went the other way. He went in the direction of fossil fuels. Of course he did, because he's in their pocket, let's be honest. And what happened? Those people got a great employment in China, because they're actually embracing solar. And we missed out. We missed out. And ever since then, there has not been a government to really go for renewables, because they don't answer to us. They don't answer to the facts of climate change and science. They answer to the rich and the powerful. And when you see Clive Palmer campaigning about our $1 trillion debt, I've got Kev in the other booth, and he'll tell you all about how you should ignore that kind of talk. You should ignore debt. They can print as much money as they want. It doesn't really matter. You say, inflation, inflation. Well, tune in to Radio MMT. It's on tonight, isn't it, Kev? Yep. Tune in to Radio MMT, and they'll tell you all about how that's just bogus. And hey, we shouldn't be thinking about clothing, healthcare, food, housing as a economic issue. We should be thinking about it as a human right, a human need. We need these things. We need a livable planet. We need housing. There are solutions. There are so many solutions, and we have the resources to do it. I'm not saying the money. I'm saying we have the resources to do it. We could repurpose so much existing infrastructure and housing to house people. We could change how we think we live. We could live smaller. We could live shared. There are so many ways that we could be living differently and building the societies that we want to see, and being friendly with the climate. So, and you're not going to hear that take, and you're not going to hear someone taking on you know, these ideas that are going round and round and round the mainstream media, like the latest book telling you to feel okay and spiritually accept the end of the world. Embrace the end with love. We tried, we failed. What was cool? Well, I think Cordelia says in one of the Buffy episodes, wow, you've really mastered the art of positively giving up. Don't give up, fight. Fight for change, fight for this beautiful world, and fight for other people, fight for animals, fight for plants, fight for life, fight for the good things. And we all deserve them, and we all can have them. So, yeah, that's rapidly coming to the end of my Radiothon episode. We'll have an update for the next episode of all the donations, because I know the podcasters are going to come in and help us out. So That's pretty good for part one Radiothon, but we've still got the rest of the month to go. I know we'll get there, but I want to see those podcast dollars by the next episode. You got 2 weeks. You don't have to give the money. You can pledge the money as well, and then pay later. But I want to see those donations. So if you want to learn more about this show or 3CR, head to 3cr.org.au/killyourlawn. You can follow me on Instagram, even though I hate being on the app. We're at 3cr_kill_your_lawn. And you can also message me at kylkyf@proton.me. And stay tuned for the next show, Think Again. Don't forget to donate to Radiothon. And I will see you in a fortnight's time. And I think I will be joined by Uprise Radio on the next show. So, yeah, looking forward to having Koshin and maybe Zan on the next episode. Until then, goodbye to you, as Michelle Branch sings in a Buffy episode. I just like the song, and it's in Buffy. And, you know, goodbye, Giles. Goodbye, Anthony Stewart Head. You will be missed.
Of all the things I believed in, I just want to get it over with. Tears form behind my eyes, but I do not cry. Counting the days to pass me by. I've been searching deep down in my soul.
Goodbye to everything. I thought
shooting star.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.